Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hello, welcome everyone to Fightful's SmackDown post show. I just don't host these things, man. That's why I sit in the other chair and just, you know, pop myself with jokes and everything. It's SmackDown. I'm Jeremy Lambert. Here with Robert DeFelice. Sean Ross Sapp is on assignment in Jacksonville. I guess something's going on in Jacksonville. Do you know anything about this, DeFelice?
No, I was just told to be here for the Friday night distraction, so I came.
My God. Joseph's going to be very angry. Find out. I mean, he's going to NWA now. He's going to be, you know, the world champion over there. So he's got better things to do than do a silly show with me every week.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope everyone is doing well. I imagine you might be watching AEW as well. We don't know what's going on in AEW. Darby Allin is screaming something. I assume he's very fired up. Get your super chats in, guys. Send your super chats. Get your question, comment, statement read on air. Sign up to Fightful Select. News just came down about Cardi B potentially hosting the SummerSlam. Her theme song is being used, or her theme song, her song Up is being used as the official theme for SummerSlam. The big story today, though, Robert, WWE, New Japan, the Forbidden Window, as Rocky Romero called it, with the WWE HQ reference. During SmackDown, Tony Khan cut just a tremendous, tremendous promo, just saying, like, there's only room for one Khan in the wrestling business. Nick, what are you, 2 months? You have 2 months to do something? In 2 weeks, I've had more New Japan tie-ins than you've had in 2 months. What are we doing?
That's right.
Robert, what do you make of this stuff?
Well, he called him a con man from Connecticut, and I think that's a tremendous play on words. And, you know, it's very possible that they just got in business with the wrong con and Nick tried to kick in that door. Who really knows what will happen here? The wrestling landscape is wide open. I think it's very clear. I do believe that Daniel Bryan does want to work elsewhere while also working with WWE. We do know that he said this. We also know he's not under contract. So who really knows what will come of the Forbidden Door?
Daniel Bryan holds all the power, apparently, because WWE is just going to have Bryan, you know, without him making this suggestion, then who knows what was going to happen. DeFelice, have you frozen? It appears you have frozen. Oh boy, I have to do this show solo now. This is very scary. I don't like doing solos at all. Leave a thumbs up, as Joel Pearl says. Thumbs up. Omar, my man. So what's good, 5-0 fam? Can finally super chat. Appreciate you, Omar. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Yeah.
And if
T-Fleece is cutting in and out. I have no idea where he's actually at here. Oh boy. He was back for a second. Is he back for y'all? He's not for me. He's still gimmicked out on me. We're having a time here. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Let's try the new stream here. There. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course. Because Sean's not here, we all have to look like assholes on the Friday night stream. But I am here. We are here. The forbidden door is open. The window, maybe not so much. What do you think, Jeremy?
Look, I love this promo by Tony Khan. I'm of two minds of this. One, either Tony Khan is going to look brilliant because his words are going to ring true. He's going to get the deal done with New Japan, or he's going to stay in bed with New Japan and continue to do things with the IWGP US Heavyweight title. Or he's going to piss off Nick Khan. And Nick Khan's going to be like, I ain't done. I ain't doing this carny stuff. Like, we're not going to do that. I'm actually do this deal with New Japan. I'm going to ruin all of your plans. And then you will just regret that you ever did this promo. I love this stuff. People are like mad about it. I don't know why. I think it's tremendous.
I don't understand. People want Wednesday Night Wars. And then when people actually shoot on one another, they got problems when you're shooting. This is fun for me. Like do this more. Do this more often.
Yes, it should definitely happen more often. The Wednesday Night Wars are fun, little jabs at each other and stuff. It's wrestling. It's the dumbest sport in the world. The absolute dumbest sport in the world.
Everybody's got to be nice now. It's like, come on, let these assholes shoot back and forth.
He's the president of the second biggest company in the world. And he's doing this stuff. I love it. Vince used to do similar stuff. Eric Bischoff used to do this, and like that really bit him in the ass. But like, that's the fun of it, right? Is either he does it, or he lives up to his words, or he eats them, and that's fun. And then you laugh at him afterwards if he has to eat them. It's great.
Eric Bischoff has made a career for the last 20 years off of eating his words from the 90s. So I think it works out no matter what. Have some fun with this. Let people be, you know, let them have their fun. Let them shoot back and forth. And if something comes of this, great. The wrestling business needs that kick in the arm.
Where's your mind at on this with WWE and New Japan? Do you think anything actually happens?
Not a chance in hell.
Nope.
They want too much. They want too much. I think New Japan's better off working with other companies, and who really knows? Maybe we get Daniel Bryan somewhere else. That's what I'm hoping for.
I don't know what either company really wants out of this. I think WWE wants to make Daniel Bryan happy. They want to keep him, obviously. I think it'd be great if they work for New Japan. Like, people think that, oh, this is going to hurt WWE or something. Like, it's not going to hurt WWE. It's not going to hurt New Japan. Maybe it hurts New Japan if they bring over Okada and they job him out to, you know, Baron Corbin or something. But I don't think it hurts anybody. I think it'd be great for WWE, honestly.
I think so. And they need to, you know, shed some of that armor of we're the old guard, we're the exclusive company. Let them work with other companies, even if it's MLW or, you know, whoever. Just let them do something new.
They were in talks of, you know, having Power be on the network a while ago when Power was first going to debut and everything. And then it just ended up on YouTube. It just kind of fell through. I think Corgan kind of messed that one up. And that's why the distraction is going to buy the NWA here pretty shortly.
You see, but that would have made all the sense in the world because, you know, WWE actually owns all the good NWA footage. So we could have had some fun with that. But no, now it looks like it's going to be a Joel Hulbert wrestling. So what are you going to do?
No, we're going to keep the NWA name. Like, we're going to keep the letters, the tradition, the belt held by Rhodes, Race, Flair, Funk, Briscoe, and Hulbert.
You know what?
The tradition.
You know what? I respect that, Jeremy. In fact, I can see that you are dripping with gratitude, and I appreciate that.
God. Oh my God. The gratitude era. What was the other one he did? I don't dive, I don't dip, but you can't touch this level of drip. I think that was the other one.
God. Oh, God. Respect to Nick Aldis for carrying it. He believes what he says, Jeremy, and that's all you can ask for in wrestling.
It's bad. That's really bad. I don't like it. I don't think full opinion on where I'm at of this. I don't think they do anything with WWE New Japan. I kind of think they enhance their relationship with AEW. I think TK lives up to his words tonight. And we're gonna look back at this promo and we're gonna say TK, the man was a genius. He gets it. He gets it.
Even if it's a short-lived rise for AEW, it's going to be one of the most fun things we've seen in decades. So I'm all for it.
This has been great for wrestling. It's been so good for wrestling. Anyone who doesn't like it, I don't know. It wouldn't have survived the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
Let's get into SmackDown, I guess. It happened. It was a show. But the opening was great. I love the Street Profits and Usos promo. Street Profits are, like, anytime you get that like rap battle feel, big fan of the rap battle. Anytime you get that, the Usos always kind of do this. And the Street Profits, I've never been like the biggest fan of their promos. I kind of thought it was just one note, we want the smoke type of deal. Profits are up and all this stuff. I always thought it was a lot of one note stuff. But this one, there was some teeth to it. With them going out after the Usos and Roman and everything. I love this promo by the Street Profits. And Montez Ford really carried it. He really carried it. He was tremendous. And the Usos came out. They responded. Just some good shit between these two. What do you think of these promos?
I thought these promos were fantastic. These teams exemplify why tag team wrestling actually works when you have four guys that believe in what they're doing. I think the pre-match stuff with Roman and the Usos was great. For some reason, Roman's not happy about the fact that they want to add more gold to the triad. I guess he wants all the focus on himself. That's okay, because the Usos went out there, they did their thing, the Profits were up, but they weren't up all the way because it's still the Uso Penitentiary, Jeremy.
Callahan Jr. says, Roman's right, Usos Street Profits belonged in the main event. Belonged in main event. I mean, not on main event. That's reserved for Ali and Ricochet.
You're damn right it is.
I mean, he was. We'll get to that segment here in a second. But the match, this match was tremendous. It went through three segments. And the Usos get the victory. Montez Ford once again stood out with, man, this guy, he's so good. So good. But he hit the pinfall here. Jimmy hit the super kick, pinned Montez. Good match. I will admit that I was transcribing the Tony Khan promo during this match, so I missed a chunk of it. But what'd you make of this match, Robert?
It's about as good as it could be. It's amazing to think that a dream match like this, they blew it in a week, because they gave these guys like 35 minutes on screen. Montez doing full front flips over human bodies. You know, you got Jimmy, who's the over-enthusiastic babyface. You got Jay, who's the hardened heel. I like this. I think Dawkins has stepped it up. Really, I could watch this match many, many more times, but I'm worried because it's WWE that they'll run it into the ground within the next month. So let's see where it goes. But ultimately, this was a fantastic tag team wrestling match.
They're going to give you this match many, many more times, because that's just what WWE does. I did think it started a little slow, but once you realized that it was going 30 minutes, probably explained why. These two teams took up like the first 40 minutes of this show. The first 40 minutes were dedicated to the Usos and Street Profits promo, and then this match. Good. This is good shit. I like this. More of this. Clean finish, too. Thank God for a clean finish. I was totally expecting they're going to give us this long match, and because it was the first time these two teams have faced, we're going to get some bullshit finish. Clean finish. I love it.
Yeah, I expected a full Uso turn, but I guess it's a slow burn for Uso turning on Uso. I'm glad it was a clean finish. No shenanigans, no distractions. Just tag team wrestling as it was meant to be, and I hope that one day there are titles on the line for this match.
Could happen next week as the Usos tell Adam Pearce, hey, give us our title match. We earned it after this. But I say could happen. I mean, the Usos could win the titles next week. So we earned this, you know, give us our match. Adam Pearce says, all right, you got it. So we got the Usos challenging for the titles next week. Later on in the show, Roman is sitting down with Jay. He didn't look thrilled with a lot of things.
He wasn't.
He was not thrilled with things. He's like, you know, you kind of forgot who you are, and you were main event Jay. Jimmy comes back. Now you're in the opening match. I don't want you to, you know, be the one where they're like, hey, which one are you again? You got to figure this thing out here. I love this by Roman,
except for the fact that it's openly defecating on the tag team division. So yeah. I could do without that, but WWE has long since made it known that they don't care about tag teams. So good stuff by the Tribal Chief. I wonder if we're getting Roman and Jimmy in Hell in a Cell just 6 months after we got Roman and Jay.
I don't know if we're going to get that match. We will see where everything goes. I like this with Roman because it kind of shows the insecurities of things. Like, you'd think he'd be happy for his cousins potentially winning the tag team titles. Instead, he's like, I don't know about this. Like, you got to still get your brother in line because he is yet to acknowledge me. It's like he is the head of the table, and he feels adding more gold to it kind of lessens his position as the head of the table. And I like that.
I guess that's true, but it's still like there's not a co-head of the table. Roman's got to think big picture. He's over here thinking about blank, and he needs to not be thinking about blank. He needs to be thinking about the big picture.
Yeah, but the big picture is if he loses the Universal title and then they got the gold, then like they're kind of the head of the table there, and he's not.
Well, I think he's confident in his abilities. He can keep the title. He needs to let Jay expand his horizons. You know what I'm saying?
He is, but again, the insecurities. He's shown these insecurities throughout his reign. It popped up a lot with the Kevin Owens stuff when Owens was like, you know, you can't beat me without him. And Owens was saying, I got a family to fight for too. Popped up with Daniel Bryan. He's shown these little chinks in the armor. And that's what I like about this character is like he dominates guys. He smashes them, you know, double pin them and everything. But there's some weakness there. And you got to have that when you're like a bad guy. You can't just be like an invincible bad guy. I like that.
I would say that it's nice to see Roman showing some character flaws. But I think big picture, because he's got to hold that title at least through SummerSlam, he's got to keep the confidence. You know what I'm saying? He's got to keep the confidence. Let his cousins be in the tag team division, but make sure that they're still his lackeys at the end of the day.
Minor guys, get your super chats in. Get your question, comment, statement read on air. Leave us a thumbs up. Subscribe. You can join on YouTube. I don't know what that means, but like,
that's essentially, if you don't know what Select is, it's essentially like Select. You're joining in on our channel. You're subscribing. You're paying for some extra perks. So hit the join button on YouTube. It all goes back to giving back to Fightful, which is a great, great wrestling source.
What extra stuff do you get by joining on YouTube?
I don't know. You get some emojis. You get some whatever really we put on there for him.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. You can do it though if you want to give
you
us.
You should
money,
do it.
That's fine. You can do that. You can also sign up to Fightful Select. You can do that. Then you. Christian says you just get some emote. I mean, that's cool, I guess. But you can sign up to Fightful Select, and you get a bunch of news, and you get extra audio. That's where it's at, right
and
there.
And you subscribe on Twitch, and you get even more emotes.
There you go. You get extra stuff on Twitch, too. You get to be part of booking teams and Q&As and things like that. Get a bunch of stuff if you subscribe on Twitch. The Nerd Guru says the weigh-in on AEW is not good. I believe it.
Weigh-ins in wrestling? Are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of tough to, like, do that. It's like, all right, cool. You weighed in, like, what else are you going to do on this?
The important thing is Anthony Ogogo's rib is not broken.
It's not. Yeah, he told Metro, like, yeah, it's broken. And then, like, an hour later, he tweeted, just got the report back. Not broken. What can you do? Women's women's tag team title match. I don't actually think it was a tag team title match. The report's wrong. Women's tag team match. Natalya and Tamina against the Riot Squad. Poor Riot Squad. They lose. Natalya and Tamina win.
The lesson here is you stick with it for 11 years and you eventually get gifted something. So the Riot Squad just needs to stay the course, Jeremy. They got a few more years to go and then they'll get title victories.
This is like the only story WWE can tell nowadays is they've been there for a very long time. They haven't accomplished a whole lot or they haven't reached their potential of winning the big titles. And then they finally do it. Like that's it. It's not good. Poor Riot Squad, man. Like, and Tamina and Natalya love the Riot Squad too. They were very high praising them on Renee's podcast. And then, you know, they just come out here, and just lose in a non-title match. It's good that the champions are winning. I will say that. Like, I don't need the champions being pinned in a non-title match. But who's left to challenge Tamina and Natalya? I feel like all these teams have lost.
And that's the problem. If you look at the inception of these belts, at the start of these belts, you had so many teams. A lot of them aren't around anymore. So you really only have the Riot Squad. It looks like they've moved on from Shayna and Nia, which is a good thing. But I guess we'll have to see in the coming months who they have left.
What other teams are there? Am I missing teams? Lana and Naomi, who I feel like haven't been on television in months.
Because they haven't.
All right. What teams am I missing here?
You got some teams in NXT, but they got their own belts. You know what I mean? You got Shotzi and Ember. You got Raquel and Dakota. You got the Robert Stone brand. Maybe they get called up. I don't know. They need some teams.
It's rough. Who was in the tag team turmoil? Carmella and Billy, who, you know, they're obviously not around. Right. Who else was in that thing?
You had the Riot Squad. You had the Natty and Tamina, who won it. And then you had
Naomi and Lana.
Naomi and Lana, that was it.
There was one more. There was five teams, I thought.
Oh, was there a fifth team?
Yeah, because the graphic was messed up. There were four teams.
I remember Carmella and Billy were the last to be added.
Yeah.
But
it's really great that we can't remember
who the fifth team was. It says something that we cannot remember who the fifth team was. Mandy and Dana. Mandy and Dana Brooke.
Oh. There you go. All right.
The sexy muscle friends. Those poor sexy muscle friends.
Clearly, very memorable team that, you know, they haven't been on TV in a while, have they either? I don't know.
They were on Main Event. You see, Jeremy, you gotta, if you stick to Main Event, you'd know that Lana and Naomi recently fought Mandy and Dana because you gotta get the women's tag division some exposure on Main Event.
Did that really happen on Main Event?
That really happened on Main Event.
There you go. Hey, Brandon Charles Powell says Mandy and Dana. Thanks for spending money just to say Mandy and Dana.
But appreciate you know what, Pal? That. There you go. You're on screen. That's why you people need to be sending in your super chats.
There you go. So that match happened. Natalya and Tamina win. Awesome. Bianca and Carmella. Bianca wins. Bayley is on commentary. And the best part about this was Michael Cole messing up Bianca's name, called her Belanca, and Bayley just let him have it. Just let him have it.
Bayley has been a gem throughout the entire pandemic, and I'm actually worried that when fans come back, her gimmick will be hurt because it's been so enhanced by the lack of noise. She's just free to be herself and mess with Michael Cole. Belanca, and Bayley did not let it pass her. Like, Belanca. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Michael Cole, look, I think Michael Cole is better than a lot of people are going to give him credit for, but you got to get the name of the champion right, okay? If it happens once, all right, you know, maybe it just kind of slip up. But, man, you mess it up multiple times going with Belanca. You got to get this right, Michael Cole. And Bayley shouldn't let that slide. We're building towards this Bayley-Michael Cole match, and it's going to be tremendous.
Yeah, I think that's WrestleMania headliner next year.
It should be. What did you think of Bianca and Carmella?
This existed just to exist, right? Like, Carmella hasn't done anything. She openly stated on the Bella Twins podcast about a month ago that she wasn't really feeling the, hey, be sexy gimmick. So they gave her the team with Billy and then dropped Billy. So now Carmella's just sort of on the roster. And I know that she's not happy about it. It's good to see her getting used. But I think she's capable of much better things.
She's getting used, but yeah, it's... She's not really doing anything. You're right. She's playing a sexy character, which is fine. But I'm with you. I think she's capable of more. Carmella is a person who can be added to the tag. I love the team with Billy. And Billy was told, like, hey, you're going to do something after WrestleMania. And then, of course, they released her. But I think Carmella and somebody, I don't know who at this point, they got plenty of women they could call up, potentially pair her with. But I feel like you just got to do more. Because now you're just beating her and almost just like throwaway matches where I don't know what they're doing with Carmella. I don't think they know what they're doing with Carmella.
They recently trademarked Santana Garrett, who I know was moved up to the main roster quietly a while back. So maybe you put her with Carmella, just do something to get her in the mix and have her as a more regular character on television.
There you go. Basil Banks says it really feels like SmackDown has no women like it all. I mean, that's what happens when they've had Sasha off television since the week after WrestleMania, and they're just running the same Bianca and Bayley program that they did before they did the Sasha program, and now they're doing it again, and they beat all of the other women all the time. The Riot Squad never wins. Natalya and Tamina lost a bunch until they finally won the titles, and now they're going to beat everybody. Just all nobody's you pin everybody, nobody gets over.
Yeah, and that's why you need more enhancement talent. I think they should go back to using locals, especially when they start traveling again, because people need to know that, hey, the women on the roster actually are going to have a competitive match when they fight and not just a throwaway on SmackDown like this was.
You either just use enhancement talent or just don't beat everybody every week. Like, you don't have to wrestle every single week. Like, not everybody has to wrestle every single week. You don't have to keep doing the same match. We're going to do Carmella and Bianca next week, I assume.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And then Bayley will actually get physical, and then they'll set up something for Hell in a Cell. But it looks like we'll just get a rematch next week.
There you go. Those looking for Sean Ross Sapp, he's right here.
Would it even be the Blue brand without myself and without Blue Chew, that unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost? Sure, I'm not here right now. I'm in Jacksonville. I'm hanging out, doing stuff, working at AEW Double or Nothing. But let me tell you, you don't want to be looking down and say, oh, I got nothing. You want the double. And BlueChew.com is going to get you there. It's going to help you achieve a harder, stronger erection that combats all forms of ED. Or maybe it's confidence. Maybe you've been out of the game for a while. You know, the pandemic. Maybe it's put you in a dry spell. I don't know. I'm not all up in your business. And neither will the mailman, because this stuff comes to you in a discreet package. It's an online prescription service, so no doctor's office, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. The tablets are made in the USA, prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. You work with their licensed medical providers. You find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. The process is simple. Sign up, consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you receive your prescription in days, all online. Get that confidence. Get that performance. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Free. You get your first shipment free when you use the code Fightful. Just pay $5 shipping. Free. We're just giving you stuff so you can give other people other stuff. BlueChew.com, code Fightful.
Free. You can't beat free.
That promo was so good it gave me wood.
I don't need to know this. I don't need to know these things.
I just wanted you to know.
Edgar says, I say this every week. I'm begging for Becky to return to SmackDown because Raw is trash. She needs to be a female Roman type of Raw when she returns. What do you think of Becky returning to SmackDown?
I think she's enjoying motherhood. You know, I got to tell you, I think I wouldn't expect her to be back anytime soon. I really think that she's happy with what she's doing. She had the best year anybody could ever ask for. Headlined Mania, held the title for a year, defended it while pregnant, apparently, and then announced her pregnancy and forfeited the title. She could retire, and she's the forever champ, essentially.
I don't think she's retiring. I would not expect Becky to return before crowds return, though. And I think SummerSlam could happen. Maybe night after Money in the Bank or Money in the Bank, because I know the dates got switched and everything, but it was post Money in the Bank last year when she relinquished the title. So maybe you kind of bring that all back around, and that's when you bring her back. That's when I could see it happening, but it ain't happening before crowds return.
Yeah, definitely not. I think I still like the idea of Becky and Ronda one day at WrestleMania, but Ronda's now pregnant, so I'm guessing we're not getting that next year, maybe at 39 in SoFi Stadium.
Do you go Raw or SmackDown for Becky whenever she comes back?
I think Raw, because Raw needs it, but SmackDown is the bigger show, so that's going to be up to them, but I think Raw needs it bad.
And Raw, you kind of got Rhea established, Asuka's still hanging around, Charlotte is obviously there, but I mean, SmackDown, you got Bayley, Sasha, Bianca kind of is your big three there. It's tough. I think they're going to do a shakeup at some point. I don't know what they're actually going to shake up, because they'll still do the same 1,000 matches you've seen 100 times. But I think the shakeup.
At this point, they'll just wait till October and do the draft. And it'll be like, hey, but now there's people, so it's exciting.
Seth Rollins comes out, celebrate his birthday, wearing a suit. Looked like Reptar threw up on him. It was my impression of this suit here. Seth Rollins, my guy. Let's get the glove on here. Here we go. Seth Rollins, happy birthday to the leader, the Messiah. Happy, sing it with me, Robert. Happy birthday to Seth. Happy birthday to the Messiah.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Seth.
Yes.
Ugh. I see you, Seth. I see you in your throw-up Reptar suit.
That's right. Plank sees you too.
He comes out and he cuts a god-awful promo.
That's fucking awful. Look, bye-bye goes the wood because this promo was bad. Like, this was not great. He kind of brought it back around when he said, I blame the WWE Universe.
No, but he kind of rambled.
But he rambled for like 5 minutes about nothing. And I think he's better than this. You know, they really had something where he was the top baby face and they were saying, burn it down. And they were behind him. And then that Fiend feud happened. And it's been off the rails ever since for this man, this poor man. He found the drip, but he lost the fire. You know what I'm saying? He's lost it. I don't know where it is. It's just not there.
He reminds everybody that he's feuding with Cesaro. He plays some terrible hospital footage or something.
He played the heart monitor, just the beep, you know. I guess that was supposed to be Cesaro grunting and then maybe was there like a fart sound or something? I don't know. This was not great.
I saw Cesaro on Uno this week. I know this man is fine and not in the hospital. He was not in the hospital when he was playing Uno on Wednesday. All right.
And then playing Uno here? Or are we trying to draw money, Jeremy? What are we doing?
That was good. I would like to just see all those guys feud and just beat up Seth. And then he transitions into the You People promo. You People did this to Cesaro. Just Seth, my guy. Yeah, I see you, Seth. I see you. When we're the leaders of the NWA, you can come over here. When we strike the deal with the WWE, you can come over to the NWA, cut your promos in the Power Studio. Your drip game will be tremendous in the Power Studio. This wasn't good. It's your birthday. I'll let it go. You know, you can just kind of get away with stuff on your birthday. That's how it typically goes. Not good. Not a good promo at all.
You know, he was more focused on the party with his people instead of the promo that he's supposed to be cutting here. I look, I don't even know if this is going to lead to a match. I don't know if Cesaro is legitimately hurt in any way. I don't know if he can do Hell in a Cell. But I don't know what we're getting here if it's Cesaro is banged up and Rollins is just cutting these cringe promos.
I would imagine Cesaro will be good enough for Hell in a Cell if they're still continuing this. And I think that's the match. I think they do that inside Hell in a Cell. I mean, we'll see, but that's my feeling on where this is going.
Yeah, I like it. It'll be a good match no matter what. Hell in a Cell ain't what it used to be, but that will at least be a fun match. And maybe Seth Rollins can get swung into the cage or even off the top. But wouldn't that be crazy if you just swing the man off the top of the cell?
That's still in the Thunderdome. So conceivably, you swing him off the top and then you have the crash pad down there.
Yeah, like you do the cinematic gimmick.
Yeah, okay. This could work. Yeah, I'm for this. Ray Cal Engineer says Rollins promo Cesaro needs to wash his hands. I mean, don't we all? You know?
Yeah. Pandemic's not over yet, folks.
Yeah. Basil Banks says genuinely trying to think of who could conceivably win Money in the Bank on the women's side this year. It seems like they have plans for no one at the moment. Dude, they put that thing on Otis last year and thought that was gonna go somewhere. So you just pick a name, throw a dart, and they will maybe figure it out. And if they don't like that plan, they'll just take it off of that person.
And my money's on Sasha Banks. I think Sasha Banks comes back to win the briefcase and haunt Bianca Belair until she's ready to cash it in.
That's fair. I like that story. It's a good story. Apollo Crews, Kevin Owens, for some reason, I don't know, they just decided to do a singles match between these two.
This is about 5 seconds long. Ah, they were in a four-way last week. And Aleister Black came back. You know, he hit Big E, so it couldn't be Big E.
No follow-up on that.
No follow-up, which I didn't even realize until the words came out of my mouth. No follow-up on that. But we did get Kevin Owens, who got a Nigerian nail to the throat very quickly from Commander Aziz, the former Baba Tunde. And next week he's getting a title shot because he lost.
Yeah, Owens had Apollo seemingly beat in about 30 seconds after a stunner. Aziz, it's the Nigerian nail for the DQ. Next week, you get Apollo and Owens for the belt with Commander Aziz banned from ringside because, sure, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Why
not? My thing is, if you can ban the man from ringside, why don't you just always do that as a precautionary measure? Why do we wait for problems to arise? Why are we not more forward thinking and our
proactive instead of reactive?
Yeah. Why are we not ahead of the game here, Adam? Adam Pierce, veteran of the game, former NWA world champion, same belt held by Race, Rhodes, and Flair. You know, why are we not being more proactive?
He has glasses on tonight. That's all I know. Hannah will be happy that the glasses were there, but
Hannah will be very happy.
My God, Hangman Page is a bloody mess.
Yes.
I'm sure this promo is very good.
That's wrestling, folks. It ain't ballet.
They're going to set up a Page and Hook match. It's going to fucking rule.
Yeah, it is. Hook has all the potential.
Hook is just hanging out on the apron, like ready to just get in there and murder both of these men. I know he's like technically teammates with Brian Cage. I don't think Hook really cares. He's just like, just let me kill somebody.
Ricky Stark's on the outskirts there having a drink because he gets it. He's cool. He knows Hook is a star.
Both those men are stars. So next we've got Cruz and Owens. Let's talk about this Aleister Black Big E thing, because you're right. I didn't even think about it until you brought it up. It's like, wait, this was your closing angle for last week. And now just nothing on it this week. And WWE loves their video packages. They love to remind you like, hey, this happened. Just nothing. Aleister wasn't in a room cutting promos about dragons or whatever.
Not telling Big E to pick a fight. Big E wasn't cutting a preacher voice promo. I guess they haven't figured out where they want to go yet.
Of course they haven't. Nakamura against Gable. I like Rick Boogs. He can't play this song.
Yeah, what was that? Like, he really did not know what was going on there. And I give him all the credit in the world for trying to maximize his minutes. But come on, that wasn't good.
Joel Pearl, I see you in the chat. You don't have to send a super chat. Everybody else should send a super chat.
You really should.
But I'm going to give Joel Pearl a pass here. Joel, please review Rick Boog's guitar playing. And I'll put it up on the screen here after we review this match. Everybody else, you can also review Rick Boog's guitar playing. But your comment won't get on the screen unless you send a super chat. So you should do that. Okay? Okay, everybody?
Yes.
Nakamura beat Gable. It's fine.
Remember when Otis held the Money in the Bank? Remember when Otis and Mandy was like the biggest storyline on SmackDown? What happened here? What happened to Otis? What'd they do to my boy?
Mandy just went over to Raw, and now we forget that she's teamed with Dana at WrestleMania.
Can we get him a ham? He seems a lot happier when he has a ham inside of him. I think we need to get Otis a ham.
Yeah, we need to do. They don't.
Gable won't be long with this company, right? Because he's openly discussed wanting to do more. And I think it was Dax of FTR who said, see you soon.
Yeah, Dax said see you in like 2 months, and that was about 2 months ago. So we shall see how much truth. Dax likes to work on the Twitter. So I don't know what's going on there. If this New Japan deal happens, though, there's a Gable, that G1 run, it'd be great.
It'll reignite his career. Chad Gable for IWGP champ.
Corbin comes out. He steals his crown back, but then the Boogs hits him from behind, and Nakamura re-gets the crown, and that was that. So we're still getting Corbin and Nakamura.
Do Ryker and Elias become the new Knights of the Lone Wolf here, and it's guitar versus guitar as crown versus crown?
I don't know, but please, I hope not. I really hope not. Are they going to actually do a King of the Ring? They're just going to feud over this crown. This man's had this crown for like 2 years, and no one's really cared. And Nakamura is finally just like, all right, I'll just like take it. Sure.
Yeah, I like it where they're going with Nakamura. Would prefer a tournament, but if they're not going to go there, just have the man defend the crown and then lose it to Shinsuke.
Crown is just going to be a title. They got to have props. They need their props in WWE, something to feud over. If they don't have that, it's just like, well, we just can't like do an actual feud. They've got to feud over some type of gimmick, some type of prop here.
That's right.
Joel Pearl says, Boogs tried and had an off night. He wasn't focused. WWE still can't produce music. His new guitar was an awful choice, but I'll give WWE points for using unloaded Marshall cabs on the stage. All right, I don't know what any of those words mean.
We're not music people, I you know, but yeah, unloaded Marshall cabs.
What do you mean he had an off night? Like is he in the NBA playoffs? Just like tough shooting night, you know? Julius Randle just had a bad night. He'll get it together next week. Was it good last week? Like was it good last week?
I people were excited last week, so unless they were just excited about him being on TV. Clearly, it was a much better guitar playing.
We go to the main event. Guys, final chance to get your super chats in here as we are on the main event. John Moxley has a shirt that says bitch as fuck. It says AF.
Damn right. Damn right.
Dude, John Moxley and Eddie Kingston rule.
That's why they're going to kick ass this Sunday. Not unlike this main event match where Baby Champ just goes out there and defends it on his own. Because Rey Mysterio was attacked mid-prayer, is what we're led to believe.
Why isn't his son praying with him? That's what I want to know.
He's like, come a kid. On. He's a kid. They go through their phases. They got to find their own belief system. Clearly, he just walked away while dad was praying. And either he was stricken down by lightning or somebody attacked him.
His son should be praying with him here. They do the same match. They did it. The same gimmick, more or less the same match. They did a WrestleMania Backlash where this time Dom does the match 2-on-1. The only difference is Dom is not like a quarter of the wrestler that Rey Mysterio is, especially in this role. And so it just wasn't as good. And then Rey comes out. And then instead of like actually having to help his son, just the distraction was enough for Ray and Dom to win, Dom to get the roll up. I appreciate the plug, WWE, as always. I appreciate the plug. What a main event here. The Mysterios retain.
They do retain. Dominic is not the wrestler he was when he was in there with the Messiah, but they did retain. Poor Dolph. Dolph and Bobby should have been champions, world champions 10 years ago. I don't know how we're here, but here we are. And yay, they did it again. What are they going to do next week? They attack both of them and they just finally forfeit? I don't know, but I don't want to see this again. I'm glad we're seeing Usos, Mysterios next week. Hopefully Usos just win it and we move on.
You think the Usos win next week? They came out to confront the Mysterios to close the show as Roman, again, looked very disturbed and angry at what is going on around him.
Yeah, I would assume they win it, or Roman just straight up costs them the match, which will lead to him defending his title against one of them. But smart money says just put it on the Usos.
I think they're going to win it as well. The Mysterio run, they had their moment. WWE loves their moment. And then after they do the moment, they actually have no idea what to do with anybody. And I think that,
you know,
that's
kind of the thing here. They love their moment, but they weren't smart enough to give them their moment at WrestleMania in front of a crowd. And that says something to me, Jeremy, because honestly, this moment would have meant so much more had it been in front of people.
They didn't even have the match at WrestleMania. They did it on SmackDown.
They did it on the pre-show SmackDown, which was...
Yeah. WrestleMania SmackDown. WrestleMania SmackDown. Two nights of WrestleMania. WrestleMania Backlash. WrestleMania Raw got screwed.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, that's a choice. And they made some poor choices. I think next week they should make the right choice and just put the belts on Jimmy and Jey Uso. 7-time champs. Let's go.
Well, when the New Japan partnership happens, they'll be making the right choices. They'll get Ray and Dom in the tag league. Everything will be fine. The Dirty Dogs in the tag league. Let's go.
Dolph Ziggler versus Toru Yano. I mean, you know. Yeah. Let's go.
Working Tai Chi and Zack Sabre. Man, that's what's up right there.
I think that's where we need to go. I think Usos versus Gorillas of Destiny. Like, let's do this. Let's go.
Tamatanga tweeted that today. Said Bloodline against Bullet Club. Tamatanga is a worker, though. The guy likes to work and his promos.
Nobody's working harder than Drew McIntyre, because not only did he say, "Hey, all you cool cats and kittens," he's out here spelling Okada. In a tweet about Kofi Kingston and a match from 11 years ago, he's making acronyms for Okada. That's a match I'd want to see.
That was a very good tweet.
I want to see that match.
Robert D. Felice, where can the people find you?
Yeah, it's right down there. You can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. I do appreciate the follow. And I appreciate the support. And I know I'm not Sean Ross Sapp, but I was here. I brought wood, and I bid you adieu.
Guys, thanks for sending in your super chats. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Right after AEW Dynamite is off the air, Alex Pawlowski will be back on this channel, youtube.com/Fightful. He will be reviewing AEW Dynamite Sour Graps Edition. We'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming. Right after Dynamite as well. We're going to compete against our own channel because, you know, why not? We're just going to play video games over there. We'll talk Dynamite if you guys want. I'm going to open a package I got from my mom. My mom sent me a gift. I'm going to open that on the Twitch. I have no idea what's inside of it. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully there's like drugs or something. That'd be cool if my parents would send me some of that stuff. What do we got? Sunday, because AEW has to do their pay-per-views on Sundays now, and we all hate it. Sunday, AEW, Double or Nothing. We'll be back here on this channel. I'll be hosting alongside Phil Lindsay from Bleacher Report, Andrew Thompson from Post Wrestling. We're going to talk AEW, Double or Nothing. Robert, Gisberto, and Sean will have coverage on the site of all the media scrums. You can hear what Tony Khan has to say. He's going to praise the show. He's going to call it a tremendous show, Robert. It's going to be the best show they've ever done. Top to bottom, the in-ring wrestling, absolutely the best card AEW has ever put on.
He's going to say it kicked the shit out of WrestleMania.
It did.
He's, He's going to tell you that it's the start of a new era, the yes. Rampage era. They're going to have new talent. They're going to talk about potentially Big Show in a battle royal. They're going to talk about Shaq, I'm sure, who's out here saying on TNT in the middle of the night, hey, I want to wrestle again in the summer. That's great. Tony Khan is going to put this pay-per-view over like $1 million because it will be $1 million because he is not a con man from Connecticut.
What is Kenny Omega wearing? Why is he dressed as a skater? He's got acid wash jeans, just a black t-shirt and a backwards cap.
Because he has versatility, Jeremy.
What is this man?
He just got finished playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, you know, and he's feeling the spirit.
Orange Cassidy just handed an envelope full of Sting snow. That's what was on the envelope there.
Very clear, yes. Oh, look, it's Brock Lesnar guy back in the front row of all your favorite shows. That's why we're here. That's why we're inviting people back to the arenas.
I don't know who that is, but if you say so.
All right, Orange Cassidy clearly saying that he'll be in the triple threat on Sunday. And there you go.
All right, everybody. Well, again, we'll be back here in about an hour. Alex Pawlowski reviewing AEW Dynamite. We'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming in about an hour, playing some video games, doing some other nonsense as we do on the Twitch. Everyone, y'all have a good night. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to y'all later on.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.